Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maud Marty.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Yeah.
Woo. Here we go, loop-de-loop. Here we go, loop-de-loop. Here we go, loop-de-loop.
Oh, a Saturday night.
To On Target, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maud Marty. Well, it's been another topsy-turvy roller coaster ride of a week, so what better way to start the show off than with the loop-de-loop? You might recognize that as a track that was originally released by Johnny Thunder on the Diamond label in December of 1962. This track by Ricky Henderson was released in January of 1963, so only a month later. In the 60s tradition of taking children's nursery rhymes and making them into great dance songs and R&B rockers. The track is, of course, adapted from the children's song about bathing on a Saturday night, called Loopy Loo, or Here We Go Loopy Loo. This track was released on the Embassy label.
Job I got is about to kill me dead.
Working man's song,
I saw how
we do it.
Working
man's song,
I saw how
we do it. You got a kid and wife,
yeah.
How they gonna live if you don't get out and work?
I hate to do it, but I got to do it. So I'm working till tomorrow, then I'm home again.
Working man's song,
uh-huh.
We do
money and all.
Work,
yeah. Makes a little man feel 10 feet tall.
Work.
You know the aches and pain, the cries and moans.
Hit the driver's seat.
You should have known better. The way that guy's sweater, the one with the pretty white fur. I took one look and I got shook. I couldn't keep my eyes off her. I saw this cat 19 stories high.
Yeah.
Watching up the windows as she walked by.
Yeah. Hear that cat yell.
You should have known better. The way that guy's sweater, the one with the pretty white fur. I took one look and I got shook. I couldn't keep my eyes off her.
A plate glass door.
You should have known better. The way that guy's sweater, the one with the pretty white fur. I took one look and I got shook. I couldn't keep my eyes off her. She should have known. She should have known.
Man, that chick should have known better than to wear that
high heel.
The pup let me go. I just didn't know what.
That was The Marathons, who's actually The Vibrations, with a track produced by H.B. Barnum and released on the RV label. The story goes that H.B. Barnum wrote a track called Peanut Butter that was intended for the Olympics. Listening to the record, it uses the same melody as the Olympics' Hully Gully. And so the Olympics were on a U.S. tour and were unavailable to record that track. And so they gave it to the Vibrations, and then somehow it made its way to the RV label. But the Vibrations were on contract with Chess Records, so they released it as The Marathons. And they also released Tight Sweater as The Marathons. When Chess found out that their hot new vocal group was on the RV label as The Marathons, they issued Peanut Butter on the Argo label using small font letters identifying the group as The Vibrations. RV Records secured the rights to the Marathons name and released other singles using a completely different group. Before that, played a track called Working Man's Song by the Falcons. And the cool thing about the Falcons is that two of the four members were Eddie Floyd and Wilson Pickett. This track and its flip side, Pow You're In Love, was Wilson Pickett's first recorded lead vocal with the group. This came out in 1961 on the United Artists label.
Hello, this is Eddie Floyd, and you're listening to The Face.
Come on, let's do the U team! Come and dance it.
Beautiful Brown Eyes. The Freeman Brothers, I've played the flip side of that week before last, a track called My Baby. Preceded that with Teach Me How to Shimmy, the Isley Brothers on Atlantic, written by Lieber and Stoller. And started that set off with The UT by Harry M. and the Marvels. Harry M. is Harry Middlebrooks. And I think The UT is like the University Twist or something. That came out in 1961 on the ABC Paramount label. Thank you. found another Liverpool 5 track, Too Far Out, on the RCA Victor label. Before that, the Wailers from the Pacific Northwest came across two of their records. This one's called Dirty Robber on the Etiquette label from 1965, and I'll play the other one next week. Started that set off with an instrumental by the Persuaders, who were also known as the Hollywood Persuaders. The track's called Grunion Run, and it was written by Frank Zappa. Came out in 1965 on the Columbia label.
Precious hours we
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. The Hesitation, Soul Superman, 1966. Before that, There's No Stopping Us Now by The Supremes on Tamla Motown. An absolute monster off the top from 1966. I've Got the Power, Joanne Corsi, came out on the Twirl label.
You turn I find myself still in need. Your baby on my side. Ooh, baby. I can't sleep at night. I can't go on, it's another day, but the same old song. Ooh, baby.
Baby, what has happened? Baby, what has happened? Baby, what has happened? Baby, what has happened?
Why? I can go on, it's another day, but the same old song.
That was The Ringleaders, What Has Happened to Our Love, on the MPAC label from 1966. Before that, The Ethics, Look at Me Now, on Vent, and started that set off with Maurice and Mac. That's Maurice McAllister and McLaurin Green, who had splinted from The Radiance in 1966. McAllister was the founding member and lead singer of the group. This was their version of You Left the Water Running on the Checker label from 1968. Listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net. Started things off there with a powerful thematic instrumental, The Ballad of the Green Hornet by Lee Merrill and the Golden Horns on the Boom label. Very mod, very cool 60s superhero theme song. And I like it more than the theme for the Green Hornet, which can be very hectic and insanely fast. Followed that with a track called Autumn by the Thomas Group on RCA Victor from 1966, and finished everything off with the Tremolos, The Girl from Nowhere, on CBS.
It's Foggy Doggy time. We'll be right back.
It's Funky Donkey Time. That was Pretty Purdy on the Date label from 1967, and then jumped right up to 2002. Sharon Jones, Got to Be the Way It Is on Daptone. I'm going to leave you off with something very special because I didn't know this existed. I'm a huge fan of the mod band The Action. And they have a track called Shadows and Reflections, one of my favorite tracks by them, which came out in 1967. Well, lo and behold, no more than 2.5 months beforehand, an act called The Lonely Crowd recorded this track on the MGM label. So what I'm assuming is that one of the members or somebody associated with The Action heard this and thought it would be a good song for their sound. This, of course, went pretty much nowhere, whereas every model tell you that they love The Action's version. So this is Shadows and Reflections from 1967, just before The Action recorded it, by The Lonely Crowd on MGM. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Face Radio. Until next time, keep the faith.
Inside just leaves me a reflection.